patient named James Young, Y-O-U-N-G. Date of birth is 5/27 of 50. Date of service 1/9 of 23. This is a 72-year-old male patient here today. He's needing refill of his medications, and he also has complaint of having a sinus infection. He complains of sinus pressure, worse when he bends over, a mild cough associated with that. No real complaint of sore throat. He does have sinus congestion as well. Period, new paragraph. No other issues by way of a new complaint. He does have various comorbidities, which he feels are well managed. He takes several different blood pressure medicines. He has hypertension, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, gastroesophageal reflux. Period, new paragraph of noteworthy saying he did have a stroke in 2013, and he feels as though it has been pretty steady state as far as his ability to ambulate. He doesn't feel as though he is improving in his ambulation abilities. However, he does not feel that it is getting worse as well. It has been very much even keel, period, new paragraph. Allergies to penicillin, period, new paragraph. This patient denies any chest pain or shortness of breath or abdominal pain. There's no change in his activity level. There is no complaint about his bathroom habit, either by way of bowel movements or voiding. He is not short of breath. He uses a wheelchair usually when he goes out with his wife in the house. He is able to ambulate without the wheelchair. I have cautioned him against guarding against falls as well, and patient is doing well with that. Period, new paragraph. Blood pressure 161 over 92. Patient did not take his blood pressure medicine today. Pulse 69, respiration 16, temperature 98.7, oxygenation 96%. Current medications all reviewed. They are multiple. They are in the chart. Period, new paragraph. Medical history, hypertension, diabetes, hyperlipid, gastroesophageal reflux, and then a CVA in 2013. Surgical history, non-contributory. Social history, negative for drugs, alcohol, smoking, period, new paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented. He's well-nourished, well-developed. He's well-groomed. He's using a walker for ambulation assistance. He's able to do this by himself. He is able to arise from a seated position on first attempt. You can tell his movements are slow and methodical and purposeful. Period, new paragraph. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears, there's a very mild tympanic membrane erythema, more so on the left. Oral pharyngeal area, no erythema, but there is a postnasal drip identified. No strawberry tongue. Oral mucosa is moist. Neck is soft. No thyromegaly. No masses. No lipidinopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2. No murmur. Regular rate and rhythm. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is soft and non-tender. Mildly obese. Period. New paragraph. Assessment and plan. Diabetes. We will refill all of his maintenance meds. He will get labs next office visit. Hyperlipidemia, once again, we will refill his medication for maintenance meds. We will obtain labs next visit for hyperlipidemia. The patient is currently taking atorvastatin 40 for diabetes, glipizide, metformin. Period, new paragraph. Hypertension, refill his amlodipine 10, losartan 100, hydralazine 25 BID. Period, new paragraph. Seasonal allergies, refill his Zyzel and his Singulair. Period, new paragraph. I've spent some time with him to go over all of his medication list. We will obtain labs next office visit. Additionally, a diagnosis of acute sinusitis. We will give him ceftonir, 300 milligrams BID. He will monitor for improvement and return to clinic or call if needed.